The Pope welcomed the 150 new recruits, or halberdiers, to the papal household, addressing them first in German, then French, and finally Italian, representing the three main tongues of the Swiss cantons. The Swiss Guard are a hallmark of the Vatican, outfitted in their trademark halberds, crimson-plumed helmets, and gold and blue uniforms. But their job is more serious than their costume uniform betrays. They provide ceremonial guard duty. They assist at Vatican functions. But above all, they protect the Pope. Each new recruit, on May 6th, swearing an ancient oath to defend him to the death.
Cari guardie svizzere, la collaborazione.
Dear friends, the service that you offer to the successor of Peter not only requires great professionalism in the field of contemporary security, but more importantly, it has a meaningful ecclesial dimension. In serving the Pope, you serve the entire Church. Lend it your youth and vigor. Looking at you today, my friends, I'm reminded of the words I spoke at the opening Mass of my pontificate, that the Church is alive and the Church is young. The future of the world lies within the Church, and so it shows each one of us the way forward.
The Swiss Guard dates back to 1506, when it was founded by Pope Julius II because he was so impressed by the bravery of Swiss troops in his papal guard. A bravery that was called upon 20 years later when, during the sack of Rome of 1527, 147 Swiss Guards fell, protecting Pope Clement VII. The 6th of May marks that grave date in the history of the Corps, and to honour the memory of their fallen and perhaps underpin the daunting nature of their task, it is every year on the 6th of May that all new members of the Swiss Guard swear their solemn oath to protect the Pope to the last man standing. I'm Emma McCarthy.